Welcome to Business Spotlight with Logistics Plus. Today we are talking with Francisco Tijerina, Director for Logistics Plus Mexico, so we can get an update on the company's Mexico-related activities, growth, and expansion. Francisco, thanks for being back on the Business Spotlight.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for the invitation.
Now, Francisco, we had the pleasure of talking with you about 2 years ago, but can you remind our listeners a little bit about your background and your role with Logistics Plus?
Sure thing. Yeah. It was 2 years ago. It was a little bit after COVID and all that craziness. So I remember very well, and I'm happy to be back. So long story short, I was born and raised in the city of Monterrey, Mexico, which is northeast of Mexico, south of Texas. I've moved to Erie 21 years ago, going into 22 years pretty soon. I joined LP as part of the Mexico routing team, working for GE Transportation at the time. Later on, we decided to open the Mexico division and taking over different projects, but pretty much always having to do with Mexico and all the business that has to do with my country.
Francisco, one of the reasons why we were so anxious to have you back is I know there has been a lot going on with LP south of the border. But can you bring us up to date on where you have offices in Mexico and how many employees are part of your operating division?
Yes, as a good Logistics Plus division, we are always in the move. There's always something happening. So since the last time that we talked, we have grown a little bit. Right now, we have some extra offices. The main office is located in Monterrey, my hometown. We have also offices in Mexico City, and we added another one in Lázaro Cárdenas, which is in the south of Mexico, as well as at the border. We have also people working in Nuevo Laredo and Laredo, Texas. And in total, we have around 60 people working from all those different locations.
Well, you are definitely in a growth mode in LP Mexico, aren't you?
We are trying. And the good thing is that we need to add more people. I mean, there's more challenges, there's more requirements, more customers. So it's good to keep growing. And for sure, again, as all Logistics Plus has been doing, so Mexico is no different.
Now, Francisco, we know from recent and past interviews that Logistics Plus has been aggressively expanding its U.S. warehousing footprint and capabilities, which seems to have also carried over to Mexico. What can you tell us about warehousing in Mexico?
It is a business that is being growing in general with all the challenges that we have been facing in the last years. That became one of the customers' need. It's just the way they needed to stock their products and the things were flowing and all that stuff. So that became a necessity and something that our customers needed. So I will say that we learn from the best from all the situation in Logistics Plus in the U.S. and not just here, I mean, also in Europe, Asia, and everywhere. This is something that is happening. So we have been taking the best practices and all the things that are happening here, we are trying to replicate in Mexico and have our customers enjoying that benefit. So that is something that is happening. In the Mexico case, we just added a new bigger warehouse in the Mexico City area, about 110,000 square feet. We also, the office that I mentioned that we opened at the south of Mexico in the port of Lázaro Cárdenas, that is more like a strategic project that we have to support one of our customers. It's more like a cross-dock kind of operation where we are helping our customer to keep the materials moving. So there's different projects related to the warehousing that are happening and that we are sure that we are taking advantage of that for sure.
Francisco, can you tell us about some of the clients who are taking advantage of your warehousing in Mexico?
Yes, so we are very diversified. In this specific case, we have customers in the auto industry where the sourcing of the material coming from China and other countries in Asia is getting a little complicated. There is a lot of traffic at the different ports. So we are helping them to move that to this port, which is not as busy as, let's say, Manzanillo. And from there, we are helping to receive all the materials, do a little bit of like pick and pack, and from there distribute to the different states in Mexico. So that is one of the customers that we are helping, as long as other ones that are in different industries that are having the same kind of requirements, that it is not just the warehousing, the storage, but it's also controlling the inventory and helping them to have better visibility on what they are receiving. So then they can send the materials to the final consignee that many times is their own facilities or some other to their final customer.
Francisco, in addition to warehousing, what other types of services does LP Mexico provide customers?
So as a logistics company, we are still helping our customers with any kind of freight services, ocean, air, ground transportation, courier. We have been, as Mexico, probably you might heard before, it is a little complicated when you talk about customs. So we have been integrated that to our service. We try to help our customers with any legal advice or any guidance that they might need in order for them to import into Mexico. So we face all the time that there's many times where the customers, foreign customers outside of Mexico, they try to keep their customers happy and they offer the product to be delivered at the final destination in the case of an import into Mexico. And that is a bad idea just because of the legal implications of who is the importer and all the requirements that you got to comply with the Mexican government. So we try to walk with our customers from the beginning, have them understanding what are the things that they can promise and what they should stay away, just because it's normal that a Mexican company will take care of that. So that's something that we have been helping them. Even though when we try to avoid as many surprises and headaches, there's times that they already committed to some kind of service. So we help them with that. We also have our customs compliance department that help the customers. If we need to provide the trading service companies, we help them. And again, first of all, understanding what are the requirements so they can comply and try to have a flawless process. So that's something that we have been doing. And lately, and we will talk a little bit about that later, there's the nearshoring effect that is happening right now. So on top of all the logistics services and also customs compliance, we are providing our customers with some legal advice and support on how to start their operations in Mexico and try to be compliant with the markets is requiring. So we are now helping them with that. And of course, there's many times that as Logistics Plus, we do as much as we can, and there are some others, at least we can guide our customers through or direct to the right people to get the help that they need.
Francisco, your response to that last question gave me the perfect segue into my next question. And that's regarding the challenges you face in managing logistics operations across borders. I can't even imagine what some of those challenges must be. But between US and Mexico, can you tell us about some of the difficulties you endure?
I don't want to say it is sad to say, but it is sad to say. We are dealing with the regular challenges that you face with the logistics, meaning working with the shippers, working with the consignees, with the customs brokers, paperwork, and all that stuff. On top of that, now we are dealing with, this is an interesting year, 2024, both at the US and Mexico, we are having presidential elections, and there's so many things that are more politics related than the actual like shipping process. So you can tell that the custom system at both sides has been like slow. There has been like strikes happening, mainly in the Mexican side of the border. So those are things that we are also dealing on top of the regular fund that we always have. So we try to give the customers as much visibility as possible, mainly because this like result in delays and sometimes they have delivery commitments and stuff like that. So we try to give the customers as much visibility so they can tell their customers and everybody be on the same page and avoid any surprises. So it's been interesting to say the least, and it's just the beginning of the year. So Mexico, we have elections on the beginning of June. The US will be by November. So there's more things happening and coming our way that will keep everybody very entertained for sure.
Yeah, it sounds it, Francisco. Now, there's been a lot of media coverage surrounding nearshoring and friendshoring activities. I believe you alluded to this earlier, where businesses are relocating manufacturing closer to the US or even changing sourcing to include more vendors located in Mexico and even Canada. Are you also seeing those trends? And if yes, do you think LP Mexico is benefiting from them?
The answer is yes. That is happening for sure. I mean, as we know, before all the companies looking for better options, everybody look at Asia and Eastern Europe and different countries for these kind of like benefits. The last 4 years, we start with COVID, and then we have the Suez Canal situation, the Panama Canal situation, the politics and economics like happening everywhere. the duty tax imposed in the US for everything coming from China. So that is forcing the different companies to look for different ways to keep their costs as low as possible. So it's not just the US companies trying to look to Mexico right now instead of Asia. It's also the Asian companies, like they want to remain as part of the process. So now they are moving their operation into Mexico and now trying to avoid that tax that was imposed to the China-made product. So the volume is increasing, is decreasing. That is a reality. There's more demand for equipment. So it's more challenging on how everybody is dealing with this. But for sure, as Logistics Plus, we are seeing also that the volume is going up. And again, we are being as close as possible to our customers to understand their requirements and make sure that we can provide the service that they need. It is crazy because right now, the cost, I mean, obviously, it's always driving a lot of the decisions, but also the service is being taken in consideration when the companies are trying to hire who is doing the freight for them. So it's always something going on, and everybody else, we are seeing that. And our team is working on that for sure.
Now, Francisco, with the evolving trade relations between the U.S. and Mexico, how do you see the future of cross-border logistics?
Growing, that's for sure. I mean, the volume is over there. As we just mentioned, there's a lot of companies setting their operations in Mexico, so it won't slow down. The challenge for everybody is dealing with whatever the governments are doing. I feel the U.S. has been always more open and flexible and helping the companies in the U.S. to keep things moving. The government in Mexico, it is sad, but it has been a different kind of reaction. So they're making it harder for everyone to import and export out of Mexico. I mean, there's so many restrictions. The infrastructure is not as good as we need it. So those are the things that we are facing right now. And it will be interesting to see what is going to happen. So every day people are asking, okay, so what is happening? What is your advice? And that situation is changing by the day. So the advices can be changing every day, you know.
We're speaking with Francisco Tijerina, Director for Logistics Plus Mexico, on today's Business Spotlight. Francisco, I believe Mexico has even overtaken China as the U.S.'s top trading partner. Is that correct?
That is correct. And that is part of the effect of the nearshoring, that it's a term that we have been using through the interview. But it has been happening like from years ago. Little by little, a lot of those products that were outsourced out of China now are coming out of Mexico. And in a very quiet way, Mexico is back to be the largest provider for the U.S. for sure. And not just the U.S. I mean, Mexico is growing also, providing products to Europe, South America, and other countries. So that is a reality. That is correct.
Now, have there been any other new expansions or growth areas for LP Mexico recently?
Yes. So warehousing is one of the main ones, as well as some other projects that we're doing. We have some projects where we were helping our customers with a specific requirements. I can just name one where one of our customers that they do temporal importation, they were receiving so much material that they didn't have enough space. So we were able to find a bonded location for them to receive all this material. We did kind of like a pick and pack, and then whenever they were ready, we were able to release that for them. So we helped them to avoid the duty payments up front, and that was a big win for Logistics Plus down in Mexico. And at the same time, we are working on some other projects where we are providing also the customs compliance support and always looking for solutions for our customers.
Francisco, I've spoken to on this show both Yuri Estabia, Jim Berlin, and inevitably the subject of technology comes up. Can you talk a little bit about the role technology plays in optimizing logistics processes, and how does Logistics Plus Mexico leverage technology to its advantage?
Yeah, right now, when you are offering your services, the visibility that you provide to the customers, it is a must. It used to be like an added value thing, but right now they are looking and expecting for that to happen. So the same way that we are using the systems in the US and everywhere else, in LP Mexico, we're using the same technology and we are sharing that benefit to our customers. We can tell that one of the things that help us to win these businesses was this visibility that the customers are getting now. Before, yes, they were receiving materials, but they never know what was happening, if something was being delivered, and all that kind of stuff. So it is very, very important for us to be able to use these resources and provide that to the customers, because it is, again, it is a must. Right now, everything is information, giving them visibility. They can know what items are running low, so they need to place a new order, if they can sell that product to the customers, and like many examples like that. So that is correct. And Logistics Plus have been working very hard the last, I will say, 10 years. It's not new. We have been little by little growing into that. And right now, the business intelligence that we can give to our customers about their products and their activities, it's been a great win for us, and they appreciate that.
Francisco, LP's excellence in technology in this area, the growth and the amount of resources that have gone into improving this, it really helps you win business, doesn't it?
100%. That is correct, yes. The support that we are getting from the team in the U.S. has been great. Right now, if you go to any of our warehouses, like the scanners and all the tools that they are using, is the same items that we have been providing to the team in Mexico, and not just the customers, but also our employees. They are pretty happy about those tools that we can provide for them to do their job.
Now, if memory serves, Francisco, Mexico was one of the first countries where LP began sourcing and transporting parts for GE Transportation here in Erie. I'm not sure if you were there in the beginning, but can you recount any details of those early days of trying to establish LP as a provider in Mexico?
Yeah, so that's a very interesting question, because I was there, but technically I wasn't. And let me tell you why. So 1996, that's when Logistics Plus start working for GE Transportation. I will say that maybe 1997, that's when they start working close to the sourcing teams, looking for vendors in Asia, in Eastern Europe, Canada, and Mexico included. So at the time, probably Mexico, they had about maybe 27 to 30 vendors down in Mexico, and Logistics Plus was helping them. And this was pretty new for everyone. I mean, this was a new world for a lot of people. So that the exercise that it was happening in those days, the LP team will work with those vendors, and they will explain them, like, since the beginning, what was an export, dealing with the customs broker, setting them with the Mexican customs broker, and then with the US broker, dealing with the transportation and all that stuff. Of course, I mean, it was a interesting process just because it was a new thing. Right now, we compare that process to what is happening this day. The complexity is not really the process, but it's all the challenges that the Mexican government is imposing with the different requirements, but maybe subject for another interview. But in that time, Logistics Plus was helping with that. The interesting part is that I was witnessing all this process because I used to work for GE Transportation. So I was the customer at the time. I was somehow learning through Logistics Plus on all these processes, because that plant was also a vendor for GE Transportation in the US. So I was working close to them. It was stressful just because, again, it was the beginning, but it was, I guess, for Logistics Plus, it was time well invested, because a few years later, I joined the team, and now I became part of the Logistics Plus team. And I was working from the other side of the desk, working for GE. So that was the great training for me to later on help with them and keep growing the whole business, helping GE. So that was a few years working for, again, as part of the Mexico routing here in Erie for GE. And later on in 2006, that's when we finally went ahead and opened the first office in Monterrey. So it was first through the business that we were getting or taking care for GE. And later on, Jim Berlin, he decided to take the risk and finally open the office for directly as Logistics Plus down in Mexico.
Francisco, can you give us a few examples of some of the projects LP Mexico is handling today, or share any interesting stories or successes you've had over the years?
Yes. So one of the things, I mean, for me, and I keep saying, working for our first customer, GE Transportation, was a great training, because that exposed us to a different world. I mean, we are not the typical logistics company. We like to integrate ourselves with the customers, trying to have a really good understanding of what are the situations they are dealing with and helping them to find the solution. So we have been able to sit down with the customers, take a look on whatever situations they are facing, and then coming with ideas like the one that I mentioned before, at Lázaro Cárdenas, at that port where we are doing this cross-dock operation, and we are helping the customer to keep things moving, or the other one where we found the solution of like a temporal importation for the product, so they didn't have to pay more storage at the port and moving the material somewhere else, as well as other projects where it is not just the logistics part, but it is also the whole process, sometimes even helping them to buy products, import them into Mexico, sell into the final customer, and helping our customer outside of Mexico to provide the service that they are promising to their customer. There's a lot of examples like this where we are spending long hours helping our customers to keep things moving and, of course, being successful at what they are doing.
Francisco, you are obviously a huge part of LP Mexico, but you're based here in Erie. Can you talk a little bit about that? And second part of the question, how are you enjoying those Erie winters?
That is a good question. A lot of people, they don't understand my answer, but I'm being honest. I like the winter over the hot summers in Monterrey, Mexico. And to be quite honest, the winters lately, they have been pretty mild. I mean, we still have like storms here and there and days that are very cold, but I don't think we can complain. Like 21 years ago that I got here, those were brutal winters. Like every day were tough. Right now, I don't think it's that bad, at least in the Erie area. Maybe it's moved up a little bit south than Erie, but it's not that bad. But to my advantage, I mean, we have the offices in Mexico and I happen to travel quite often. So I can take breaks from the winter, maybe like every other month or something like that. So I can't complain. When I start missing the traffic, the pollution, and the hot weather, I always have Monterrey to go and visit them. It's not that bad living in Erie.
Francisco, anything else you would like to add before we depart?
Well, I gotta say that the world is always moving and is always changing, and everything affects what we call the supply chain. I mean, everything that is related to that process, that logistics is part of that, it's always affecting whatever is happening for our customers. So Logistics Plus has a ton of experience, like just adding all the people that are part of the team. There's always someone that can give you an answer or give you an idea how to fix things. So our customers and in general, all the companies, they shouldn't feel alone. They should remember that Logistics Plus is here for you. They should take advantage of all this experience that we have. And we love, again, working with the companies and trying to find those solutions and being part of that. So don't forget about us.
Francisco, thank you for joining us today and catching us up on LP Mexico. If our listeners would like to learn more about Logistics Plus Mexico Solutions, how can they find you?
You can always go to our website, logisticsplus.com. And if you have any specific requirement, feel free to send emails to mexico@logisticsplus.com. And we will follow up for sure.
Thanks for having joined us today for this week's Business Spotlight showcasing Logistics Plus. Today, our guest has been Francisco Tijerina, Director for Logistics Plus Mexico. Thanks again, and remember to join us next week for another Business Spotlight as we showcase another great Erie business on Money Radio WPSE.